Conor Murphy, let me start with you. What went wrong? Why has this failed?
Well, it went wrong because there wasn't a political will to resolve the outstanding issues, the legacy issues, Mark has referred to, the issues in relation to rights and equality. There wasn't the political will to recognise that these agreements from previous times needed to be implemented, and we didn't get sufficient movement on them. That's a matter of regret. These issues won't go away. They will be required to be fixed, and we are up for continuing to work with them to fix them. I think they will be resolved in time. I think in some time in the future we look back and wonder what the fuss was in relation to issues like language rights and marriage equality, the rights of people to have access to due process in terms of inquests. But nonetheless, we hadn't got sufficient political will to get them resolved either from the British government or from the DUP at the moment, and we will continue to press the case on them.
Edwin Putz, what's your explanation, sir?
Well, I think that there was a lot of talk about respect before the election, but throughout the talks process there's been a distinct lack of respect coming from Sinn Féin. The fact that they refused to have James Brokenshire chair the sessions and give it structure, their non-respect of the other parties and their refusal to have plenary sessions. And I think Sinn Féin have shown gross disrespect to everyone else who's engaged in the process. And they came with a list of demands and said, if we can't have this, then there won't be an agreement. And that's not a negotiation. That's a demand-led approach. And we went in negotiating mode. We went in with a mood to try to make this thing work and to get Stormont up and running again. But I would imagine that over the course of the next number of weeks, hundreds of people in the voluntary sector will be receiving notices that their jobs are no longer secure as a consequence of this. That is down to Sinn Féin intransigence and Sinn Féin not wanting to do a deal. And indeed, we're not sure whether Sinn Féin actually want to have Stormont anymore. Certainly, there was people speaking to us before the election indicating that senior people within the Republican movement were saying this phase of what they are doing is over. And it strikes me that they weren't serious about doing a deal whenever we went in to the talks.